My pick here. I do want to give an apology to those who perished in the December 7th attacks on Pearl Harbor, along with the millions and millions of people who died in Nazi Germany.
Welcome to episode 51 of the Frenemies podcast. The NFL is back. Our prediction episodes are back. I'm pumped. I think they're excited. Boys, how are we doing?
I'm great. Jackson, how are you?
Feeling phenomenal.
Remember to keep track of your picks. We learned that mistake last year, having to go back on memory. So write them down somewhere.
Absolutely. As you know, we keep track of all of our picks. The loser will have a punishment that is still to be determined. Well, we should probably also get the winner something. Cash, a cake, a prize, some sort of thing. But I'm excited. And let's just jump right into it.
Let's go, baby.
Thursday night football, the Super Bowl champions, Rams, at home against the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen on NBC.
Cody, your hair looks good right now.
Thank you.
Sorry, Jake.
Hunter, go ahead. Please be my guest. Go ahead.
Anywho, I would like to pick the Bills. I think this one's fairly obvious. Matthew Stafford is banged up. Yes, the Rams have home field advantage, but this game's going to be a shootout, and I think it'll be a great Thursday night game to start the season, but I'm going Bills. Thank you, Jacob, for the lead-in.
Well, you're the defending champ, so you should probably be able to do that.
Yep, no, I'm going Bills.
Person that finished in second goes next. Jackson, you were two games off of Hunter, I believe, last year.
I think I finished one game, and the reason I didn't win was because ever since Odell Beckham joined the Rams last year, I didn't pick the Rams the entire season. So I'm going to continue to punish the Rams for making that terrible choice last year, and I will pick against them again to start the season. I got the Buffalo Bills winning Thursday Night Football tomorrow night.
Kurt Hip, I believe I was last, so you are third place finisher. Will go.
Yeah,
be back, buddy. At the bottom.
I think I had a resurgence because I was like really bad like halfway through the year. And I think I had like a very good second half, but I'm taking the Bills too. I think it's a statement win. They're my Super Bowl champs. So I think they come out and go out to LA and put a beat down on the Rams.
Jacob.
Yeah, for me, it's pretty simple. The Bills, you know, Tre'Davious White, which I think you should have mentioned. Cooper Kupp is playing against the number two cornerbacks. Bills, same thing with Allen Robinson. Bills have looked great in camp. I'm sorry, Rams have looked great in camp. The Rams win, and the Rams cover.
Wow, our first island pick of the year. Okay.
And I'm pretty confident in that.
Really? Okay. Did you have that before us three said Bills, or did you want to go out on your own?
It says Rams.
Okay.
So are you going to put I know you don't gamble. If you did, would you bet the Rams to cover?
The Rams are +2.5.
+2.5, yeah. I'm going Bills.
That makes no sense.
I have Bills.
I'm sorry. That's my bad.
So I need that. All right.
All right. We'll head into the Sunday slate. Saints-Falcons. Carter, is this the game? Or are you going to give us the alert? When is the alert?
Oh, no, I have a whole spiel. I actually wrote it down in my physics class today.
Saints-Falcons. Carter, you can go first.
I have the Saints because they are my NFC conference representative. I don't think this game's close either. I think the Saints are better on both sides of the ball, and I think it's actually a pretty horrendous score at the end of the game.
O'Neal?
Yeah, Saints. So it's Saints easy.
Yeah, I mean, the Saints are 7-2 in their last 9 against NFC South rivals, and the Falcons just straight up suck. If you go Falcons, you're a moron. So I'm going Saints.
Yeah, I'm going Saints too.
Okay. Yeah, that one's fairly easy.
I think it'll be within like 14 points. I don't see a blowout, but I'll take Saints. 49ers, Bears, 49ers.
Two rookie quarterbacks, you take the team, or two young quarterbacks, I guess you say, not rookie. You take the team that has the better surrounding talent. I'm taking the 49ers as well.
I think this game, it's closer than it's going to let on. I think the Bears surprised some people this year because I don't think they're going to be as a bottom feeder this year. I think they're a low tier, not a bottom feeder tier. with that said, the Niners win. They win a close one. Niners close.
Okay. No, I kind of think this is a blowout. The 49ers legit outclassed the Bears in every single aspect of football. So there's legit no way the Bears won this game. I'm going Niners.
Is that our first sweep?
Yeah, I think so. No, wait, Saints sweep too.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Next game, which I'm maybe another sweep here. Steelers visit Cincinnati and play the Bengals. Hunter Bear, you go first.
No, I don't want to go first.
I'll go first. We've been tormented our entire lives as Browns fans, watching Brandon Whedon and Colt McCoy as the Steelers just own this division. And it's going to be so refreshing this year to watch them absolutely suck. So the Bengals are going to win. And I think they win by 2, maybe 3 scores.
Shoot. Yeah, so first off, you're going to be wrong about that. The Steelers will still find a way to finish right around 500, if not above 500. And as a Browns fan, I hate to say this, there's still a very solid chance the Steelers finish with a better record than the Browns this year. With that said, I also had the Bengals winning by a lot week one. I'm just going to take that as a sign that Carter is learning and following in the right footsteps now. So I will continue with my pick that the Bengals win by 3 scores. The Bengals dominate week one. Carter, right. Good job.
I will also go the Bengals. There's no way the Steelers can keep up with the Bengals' pace of play offensively. I mean, it's impossible with Mitchell Trubisky at QB. This one will be a blowout.
It's in Cincinnati, so I'll be going Bengals too.
Yeah.
That's all Bengals. That's three straight sweeps. There we go. This one may actually, no, I don't think this will be a sweep. I think Jackson will go a certain route here. But Eagles visit the Lions in Detroit. The game is sold out, only standing room only. Detroit football's back. Well, at least for the first week. I'll go first here. As much as I love the Lions, as much as I love Dan Campbell, I have to go Eagles here.
Jack?
No, I'll go last.
Hunter.
I think this is going to be a good old-fashioned upset. It's got all the makings to be an upset. The Lions, packed house in Detroit. Everyone's excited for week one. I think the Lions pulled off. So I'm going to Detroit.
I don't have to go last now because, Hunter, you said it perfectly. Last year, I think this would have been one of those games where the Lions are winning the whole way through and everyone's shocked and everyone's watching because everyone wants the Lions to get their first win. And then last year, what would have happened would have been something horrible and the Lions would have lost in a horrible way.
Yeah.
They're a different ball club this year. They get out to a lead early. It starts teetering back and forth late in the fourth. And the Lions make the big play at the end of the game to go win it. I got the Lions here.
I agree.
I want to pick the Lions. It's a feel-good story. But I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a monster year. I think he's finally got a legit number one target to go to. And I think the Eagles have an actual solid defense. They're not going to be great, but they're going to be good enough. And I think Jalen Hurts makes some big plays down the stretch. I got the Eagles.
Jackson, I love that. I love that.
Carter, we're going to shock the world this year.
No.
No one believes in us.
No shot.
Hunter's an idiot. So Hunter's like idiot ideology will not be able to sustain. We'll be fine. All right, next up, Patriots visit Miami. For a couple of reasons, I love Miami here. One, I think the Patriots are sucked this year. Two, it's in Miami. Three, Bill sent the team to Miami 5 days early. But I think to try to switch up the luck they've had in Miami, I don't think it works. Miami, and I think Miami by a sizable margin.
Jake, you and I are very different here. I love Bill Belichick in week one games. You're talking about the coach with the most wins in NFL history versus a coach with 0 wins in NFL history.
Miami.
The Patriots will be ready. Belichick will have a better game plan than McDaniels, I do believe. And Miami. Because of that, I think New England, they will beat the Dolphins. And I think defensively, I think the Patriots shut down the Dolphins offense. I think Tua does nothing. I think it is a shutdown defensively for the Patriots.
I think this game's very close. Miami actually swept New England last year, and I think they make it 3 straight. They added Tyreek Hill. They added Teron Armstead. I think it'll be close, but I think Miami pulls it out just because I think they're the more talented team. So I'm going Miami, but in a very close one.
I have the Patriots because they are better coached and will be better prepared. I think that Miami will eventually get it under control and figure it out. But I think it takes Tua a couple of weeks to really see if he can play at a high level. And I don't even know if he can, but the Patriots are always the best coach team in the NFL. I know they haven't had luck in Miami, but I'll take the Patriots.
So Jake and I got Miami.
That's a split.
Okay.
Ravens, Jets. Most important news, Joe Flacco is starting this game against his former team at home, and he will lose by a sustainable margin because he's off left football.
The Ravens should clear here, but you know, there's a certain member that likes quarterbacks that play worse than Joe Flacco. Yeah, he calls Joe Flacco trash, so he should clearly pick the Jets. Ravens.
I'll go next. The Jets are perennial losers, and the Ravens are just a flat-out better football team, so I will also be going Baltimore.
Yeah. This game is going to be wildly close, and I'll tell you why. Lamar Jackson is given the Ravens till Friday to get a contract done, and Lamar Jackson wants more money than Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson is currently, in my opinion, the most overpaid athlete in the world. Never in a million years are the Baltimore Ravens going to guarantee Lamar Jackson $250 million. That's not going to happen by Friday at noon. So I think the Ravens' week one quarterback will not be Lamar Jackson. And I think it makes this game absurdly close. And I think the Ravens barely pull it out because the Jets are still a god-awful football team.
Curdy, you were falling asleep there in my top left corner.
Wait a minute. Did you say Lamar Jackson is not going to play week one?
He might not play week one. That's my bold take.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. That's just...
Lamar Jackson, the reports are he wants a contract over 5 years, $250 million guaranteed. He's not going to get that by Friday. And Lamar gave the Ravens until Friday to get a contract done. So when that contract doesn't get done by Friday,
he's going.
I wouldn't be shocked if Lamar holds out. Because Lamar Jackson doesn't have an agent representing him. So this is all Lamar Jackson on his own. And I think Lamar Jackson holds out week one.
If the Ravens don't give him a contract.
They give him a contract back right
now. And if they don't give him,
they don't. I guarantee you they're not willing to shell out $250 million in guaranteed money to a scrambling quarterback.
And if they don't give him a contract, you know what he's going to do? He's going to go out there and ball out this season. And some teams
are going to pay him. I don't think he'll play week one. I think he'll hold out and get that contract.
And some team's going to pay him who wants him.
I think he holds out.
That is a very bold take.
But on the off chance that doesn't happen, I'm still going to, you know, pick the Ravens, you know, just in case.
No, have some balls.
I do.
You don't.
No, because the Ravens are going to win. And I'm going to get my point here.
No, if you had balls, you would pick the Jets because Lamar Jackson's not going to play.
No, because even if Lamar Jackson's not going to play, the Ravens are still going to win.
Okay. So that's fair. But you don't think Lamar Jackson's going to play?
No, I don't think Lamar plays week one. But I still think regardless, the Ravens win anyways.
They've been led by.
I don't even know who it is because I don't think Tyler Huntley's on the roster anymore.
By a mystery player.
Yes.
Is still better than the Jets.
Yes.
All right. Next matchup here, Jaguars going to the Washington Commanders. To be honest, the game I've been struggling on the most out of all these. I don't know why. I can't imagine a winner. Both these teams I don't like, but we'll go to Hunter here first because I believe Hunter is going to pick a search.
The Commanders' defense is solid. They have a better quarterback than they did last year.
I don't know if that's true. I honestly do not know if that's true.
I don't hate Carson Wentz. He's not a good quarterback, but I don't hate him. And he's better than what they had last year. So I think.
Who did they have last year?
Taylor Heineke.
Was he the full-time? He didn't play all 16.
Yeah, he did.
I'd rather have Heineke.
Enough?
I don't know. I think the Commanders get it done, but I'm like. It's legit a coin flip. Like, I don't feel confident. I think I'm going Commanders, though.
I'll go. I agree with Hunter. I think the Commanders defense last year was supposed to be this great thing, and they weren't, and I think they hurt it all offseason. And as when Carson Wentz is bad, man, is he really bad. But when he's good, he's really good. He's a weird career. Like, he was an MVP candidate, what, second year in the league?
Yeah, but that was in 2018.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, when he's good, he's very good. And when he's bad, he's garbage. Like,
but it's been 3 years.
He hasn't been good in such a long time.
Not good consistently, but there's games where he looked good.
No, there's not. Not recently, no.
He has been god-awful dog shit for 3 straight years.
Correct.
I would say over a full season, yes, but there's games he looks good.
No, there hasn't been.
I had Pittman in fantasy last year, and watching him throw fastballs for a five-yard slant route like Baker used to, I will never do that again. No, Carson is horrible. They also lost the Jaguars to get into the playoffs. Most because Carson Wentz sucks dick.
I'm taking the Commanders. I think Terry McLaurin makes a huge play too. I'm a huge fan of him. So I got the Commanders. I think the defense shows up too.
All right, this makes my pick really easy then. I'm going to go Jaguars. Doug Peterson in his career without Carson Wentz has been a hell of a head coach and has a better record without Wentz than when he's with Wentz. I think Doug Peterson coaching the first game of the year against Carson Wentz, Peterson knows exactly what to do to get in Wentz's head and make Wentz struggle. I think the Jaguars win this one pretty easily.
Jackson, I forgot about how you like Peterson.
I'm not a huge Peterson guy. I just like that he's going against Wentz week one.
But you spoke in the past how you think Peterson is still a quality coach.
Oh, he's solid. He went to a Super Bowl a few years ago with Nick Foles as his quarterback. We'll be all right.
If you all went Commanders, I was going to go Commanders.
I went Jags.
We all win or we all lose. But since you went Jags, it makes this pick harder. I'm going Jaguars strictly because I have Travis Etienne in a lot of my leagues. And
good pick.
All right. The next game. Browns-Panthers. I have just a couple notes in this game. First of all, the Browns are underdogs, so Baker's not an underdog. So we have Baker awful under pressure. He'll be under pressure against Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney. Panthers questionable run defense against Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt and Ford or D'Ernest Johnson or any of the Browns running backs, really, and maybe Jacoby Brissett if he wants to run. Also, Baker, he's not the underdog in this game. He loses that. He's now expected to win. And when Baker's expected to win, what does he do, Carter? He
folds.
Folds. Browns by a million.
Go to Carter. Carter, what do you think? Carter, you go first.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've waited for this moment for months since I got the cake that I scrumptiously enjoyed with Hunter Smith and whatever those
Buckeye bars.
Yes.
Whipped cream.
It's making me hungry now, but that was just a glorious moment. And then I thought it was all over. It's like, you know what it was like? It's like coming home from World War II. And as soon as you land, you realize there's an atomic bomb dropped somewhere in Asia and you have to go back out and fight. Because Jackson can't just
run. To go back and fight if we dropped an atomic bomb.
No. Someone like Pearl Harbored us again. It's like Pearl Harbor happened twice. Oh, okay. That's what I meant to say. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Someone from Asia bombed us. So it's like you just finished the war and you won. And you think it's clearly obvious that you won. And then one of Hitler's little Nazi mites comes in and drops an atomic bomb on Kansas, and you can't just leave Kansas out to die. Like, you got to go fight for them again. So all of a sudden we're sitting here pretending that the idea that the penguin with legs, the king of all kings, a sack of potatoes, he's producing all the French fries at McDonald's, is somehow still a good quarterback. So now I have to sit here again and watch as Jack tries to defend Baker Mayfield. I can't wait. Baker's going to either have – he's going to have a great game, and Jack's going to come on, oh, my God, he's still the best. He's still the best. And then 5 weeks in, he's going to suck. And then all we're going to hear is, well, DJ Moore runs the wrong routes, and CMC already tore his ACL, and he's injured, and the other team is trying to play defense on him. Browns by a million. I don't care if the spread is 40. I'm hammering it. I don't care. Myles Garrett's going for over 5 sacks. Ward's going to have a pick six. You could trot out me at quarterback for the Browns, and I'd still think we have a better chance than any team led by Baker Mayfield. Give me Jacoby Brissett. Give me Case Keenum. Give me Kirk Cousins. Give me anyone not named Drew Locke or Daniel Jones over Baker Mayfield. Browns, Browns, Browns.
Carter, those great thoughts. Love the energy out of you today. Agree with everything you said. Except for the analogy, I'm still a little bit confused. So is Baker Hitler?
No,
and
no,
he bombed Kansas.
No.
Baker bombed Cleveland.
So here I am, okay? I'm America.
Okay.
And here's Jack and all the other Baker supporters over here, right?
The Baker bros.
So all of a sudden I pull, I'll say I'm England and Hunter's America because Hunter was the first one to join. Or Hunter's France. Hunter was the first one joining. So all of a sudden, it's me and France, and we have this, and we have this alliance. I know. We were getting obliterated early in the season because Baker would have an occasional good game, and Germany would come on as all juggernauts, like, he's the best. And then all of a sudden, you, who came the latest, America, you come in. And so now it's the Allied powers against the Axis, that is Jackson O'Neal. Okay. So Jackson's nuclear bomb is that Baker Mayfield's still a good quarterback. Okay. But we clearly, at the end of the season, have won that battle that he is not a good quarterback, that he sucks. Right. So just, and then the cake and the Buckeye bars, is that what it's called? Those were like the peace contracts. Like, we're signing negotiations, we're under peace. And then instead of going into peaceful times and just letting Baker fly off into the State Farm agency, Jackson comes back
and bombs
a month or two later and drops the same nuclear bomb that he just got kicked in the ass for after he dropped it. It says, Baker's still a good quarterback. He's just got to have some weapons. And so now he dropped the bomb, and all of a sudden, us three are looking around at each other like, we just, like, beat the living shit out of this guy, but now we have to go fight this war again. But we already won. It's the same battle's about to happen again. It's the same season. We're about to live the same season over and over again, except Baker's not in a Browns uniform. He's in a Panthers uniform. I guarantee. DJ Moore or Robbie Anderson. I guarantee it's Robbie Anderson, too. Oh, my God. He met the Browns. He'll have one drop in 10 weeks, and Jackson will blame Baker's 5-interception performance, another Nathan Peterman thing, on Robbie Anderson. I'm done. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. This time, not only are we just going to win the war, we're not sending peace negotiations. We're sending our own nuclear bombs, and we're bombing the entire capital.
Well done. Well done, Carter Hill.
Jacob, I would like to get
I followed all of that. It actually made sense. How do you follow that? I'm sorry. Yeah, what are your thoughts on the game?
I'm going Panthers. this one I've been hiding for a little while. I want the Browns to win. I'd be rooting for the Cleveland Browns. But right now, right next to me, in the left of my hand, I wrote Panthers. Want to know what I wrote next to that? Or what I wrote under the Panthers? Baker Mayfield is playing with the chip, and Deshaun Watson is out. That is all I need. I do not think Baker has a good year, but this story is written too perfectly for Baker Mayfield to lose this game, and the Browns have not won an opener since 2004.
Okay.
I'm going to Carolina Panthers.
Okay. But I just want to make this clear. Most signs point to Baker Mayfield will have a good game because that's where we are at on the cycle. Mm-hmm. But if Baker waddles out there and has a terrible game, I will be in the best mood of my life on the podcast next week.
And listen, if the Panthers lose and I'm wrong with this pick, then that means the Browns won. So, Jackson, all you.
Yeah. Before I get into, you know, my pick here, I do want to give an apology to those who perished in the December 7th attacks on Pearl Harbor, along with the millions and millions of people who died in Nazi Germany. To those lost on those tragic dates during World War II, sorry.
God rest your soul.
Yeah. And one more thing before I get into my pick, and I guarantee you I get cut off here because that's how it always works. I have been saying this for over a year now. Carter Hipp has the biggest fetish with Baker Mayfield, I think, on the face of the earth, because anytime he is brought up, Carter has to. It's not an option. He has to go into this long tirade or tangent about just how awful he is and how awful he makes his life. And Carter, again, just self-admittedly acclimated that, you know, if Baker sucks week one, that Carter is going to be the happiest of his life. It's very concerning to me that that's how Carter bases his happiness in his life off of another man. I don't think that's how you should live your life. I think you should live your life through yourself and not through a quarterback of the Panthers. With that said, I've actually gone back and forth against this game. I'm not just going to pick a team to win because of who I've rode with the last year. This morning, I was going to pick the Browns to win this game. And then after really thinking about it throughout the day, I'm going to go back. I'm going to pick Carolina. Everyone's saying, you know, Baker's either going to suck or throw 5 touchdowns. No, he won't. He'll throw like 2 touchdowns, 250 yards, something like that. He's not going to go nuclear. But Baker will have a solid game. I just don't think Browns fans are ready for how bad a quarterback Jacoby Brissett is. I do not think Brissett is going to have any success at all in Cleveland. I think he's going to struggle mightily against Carolina because you had a great receiver in Amari Cooper. I don't think Brissett gets him the ball. I think your only 2 weapons this game really are Chubb and Hunt, and I don't think you get to utilize them because I think the Jaguars are going to stack the box with 6-7 players each snap, and then I think the Panthers are just going to say, beat us with Donovan Peoples-Jones or David Bell or Anthony Schwartz, and the Browns can't do that.
Amari Cooper.
I understand that, but they're gonna cover Cooper, and I think you gotta let DPJ. They have Gilmore.
Jackson, he's like 34 years old. The Patriots released him for a reason.
Yeah, he's still a phenomenal quarterback, and Amari Cooper's an injury-prone receiver. I don't think Amari Cooper is gonna have a huge week one. I think he's a great receiver, but I think he's got a terrible quarterback throwing in the football, and I think the Browns' only real chance is if they get the run game going, and I think the Jaguars are going to stack the box all game long. And I think the Panthers have the upgrade here, because I think the Panthers have a significantly better quarterback than Jacoby Brissett that can throw a ball downfield, something Brissett can't really do. And I think the Panthers win this one. I think they win by 3. I don't think the Panthers score a lot of points. I think it's like 20-17. I don't think Browns fans are ready for how bad an offense this is going to be with Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, I was thinking like 27-24, and I think the Browns honestly lose in a heartbreaker.
It wouldn't shock me because, again, the Browns haven't won an opener since 2004, and nobody cares. It's been 2004 is the last time they've won a season opener. I got the Panthers here. I think the Panthers win it, and I really don't think they win because of Baker Mayfield. I think the Browns' offense is going to be abysmal with Jacoby Brissett until you get Watson back.
All right, so Jax basically said the Browns are going to go 2-9 until Deshaun comes back then?
No, because the Browns have an easy schedule. They'll win some football games. But Jacoby Brissett is a very bad quarterback.
This team we're going to play.
No, there's easier games than this.
Yes. Jackson, with that
logic
that you just said, the Browns maybe win 2 games. Due to some technical difficulties, we were in a little bit of a temporary pause there, but we are back. Jackson, you're going to finish your thought on your little tirade, and then I have a last thought about the Browns Panthers, and then we will move on. Jackson.
All right. Yeah. So I hope you guys got up to the point. I have Panthers winning. I don't think they win because of Baker Mayfield. I think they just win this week. I think the Browns offense struggles significantly for the next few weeks. Real quickly, what the technical difficulties were, someone on this podcast is so enamored and has such a large fetish with Baker Mayfield that they literally broke their camera. That person is pathetic. They need to seek help. They need therapy. And if you are a listener out there and you are letting another person dictate your life to the extent where you are breaking objects and items, I strongly, strongly, strongly encourage you to go seek the help you so desperately need.
Jack,
yeah, that's what I'll end with.
I told you have to throw that Baker cardboard cutout away. You can't keep acting up like that. It's breaking our equipment now.
You just broke your camera.
It's breaking our equipment now.
You just broke your camera over him.
No, you should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed.
Guys, we have to move on.
It's pathetic.
I'll go last for the next game.
We have to move on. I just have one last thought about Baker. I don't think you remember how bad Baker is when he's behind the awful O-line. He's horrible. And the Panthers O-line was ranked 32 last year. So I think that plays a big part. I do think it'll be lower scoring, but I still have the Browns winning. Colts, Texans. I will go last on this one.
I'm going last on this one, actually.
No, I want to go last. Oh,
no, I'm going.
You are going. Hunter, you just start us off.
Colts, Texans. The Texans suck ass, and I don't like their chance of winning. So based off of that logic, I'm going to go the Colts.
You're very elegant with your words, Hunter.
Does that mean I'm up here?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Colts win this one. The Texans are a bad football roster, offensively and defensively. And they have a head coach that couldn't win in college football, so I don't understand how he's going to win in the NFL. Colts take this one. I will say what I'm excited for about the Texans. I do like Davis Mills. I do like Damian Pierce. I think next year they'll be a little better when they get John Mechie back. They got a tight end, too. What's their name? What's the tight end's name there? I'm blanking on. Texans tight end. He's out of Miami. I'm like, I'm 95.
Nico Collins, a tight end?
No, Nico Collins, a receiver for Michigan. He's horrible. He will not succeed in the NFL.
Darren Fells?
No. Keep reading them. Keep reading their tight ends to me.
Give me a second here. All right. Brevin Jordan?
Yes, Brevin Jordan. I'm a huge fan of Brevin Jordan. I think the Texans offense surprises some people in the next year or two. Their defense is horrible. They have no defensive line, no middle linebackers, and no secondary. And I think Derek Stingley is the bust of the draft. So I don't think the Texans do anything special this year. I got the Colts winning big.
Week one's always weird. I always think there's going to be one or two upsets that no one expects, a team that surprises everyone. I have the Houston Texans winning this game.
I don't hate it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There's always a weird game. For some reason, it's at Houston. I think the Colts, it's the first year under with Matt Ryan in the new offense. I don't know. I think Houston surprises them. I love Pierce. I love Brandon Cooks. He's always a reliable receiver, and I honestly don't think Davis Mills is that bad. But yeah, I love Texans. And Carter, this is your moment, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, inflation brings a lot of bad things, but it also brings a bigger budget to our Chipotle game of the weeks this year. And it so happens that the Colts versus Texans is $21 to get into. Now, you're thinking that's a lot of money for Chipotle. However, I've been dining at Chipotle with Hunter Smith, fellow podcast member on multiple occasions.
23 a time.
$23, ladies and gentlemen. So it qualifies. A lot of week one games are more expensive because every fan base, especially the Cowboys, think they're going to win the Super Bowl. But anyway, this is our first Chipotle game of the week, and my goal this year, my personal goal in this, is to go 16-0 or 17-0 my Chipotle game of the weeks. I'm taking the Colts in my week one Chipotle game of the week.
He wants to go 17-0, he starts 0-1. I'm sorry, Carter, but I feel great about my pick.
Could you imagine if he goes winless on the Chipotle game of the weeks?
Carter, I love your Chipotle game of the week. They always bring me joy, but I really hope this does not start out well with you. Jesus Christ. All right. Our final six games here. Let's try to go a little bit with pace since we've taken too long. Giants, Titans. The Giants suck cock. Daniel Jones is not Danny Dimes. Titans.
Titans clear. Does everyone go with Titans?
Titans.
I don't know.
Are you about to pick the Giants?
Pick the Giants. Pick the Giants. Do it. Pick the Giants. Have some balls.
King Henry might have 400 yards of rushing.
They can stop the run. The Giants can stop the run. I'm not worried about that, but I do think Treylon Burks lights it up. So I will be going Tennessee.
So you're picking the Titans not because of Derrick Henry, but because of rookie wide receiver.
Yes.
Oh, and Robert String, by the way. Robert Woods is above him.
And Robert Woods. Woods is good, too.
Okay, next game. That was a sweep for the Titans. Packers-Vikings. I've gone back and forth on this. I'll start us off here. Aaron Rodgers has dominated Minnesota for so long, but I can also remember last year where the Packers lost like 38-3 on opening day. But I think Aaron Rodgers, a little bit of an FU type of game. So I think people are down on the Packers. I think he wants to show he's still a great quarterback, even with no Devontae. I'm going to go Packers here on the road.
I got the Vikings, even though I think A-Rod has a good game. But I think life without Devontae Adams is going to take some adjustment. And I just think the Vikings are ultra talented and they always start the year strong. Adam Thielen always looks like the best receiver in the NFL for the first 6 weeks. So I'll take the Vikings.
The Packers are 2-4 in their last six trips to US Bank Stadium. That's a little concerning. However, one team has Kirk Cousins and the other team has Aaron Rodgers. So I'm going to go the Packers.
Yeah, this makes me feel extraordinarily confident if we're going to leave Carter out on an island. I'm Packers all the way here. I think people are overrating Kirk Cousins and that Vikings offense this year. I think they take a slight step backwards. I've never heard anyone refer to Adam Thielen as the best wide receiver throughout the first 6 weeks of the NFL before. I think the Packers win this one and get an opening day victory for Rodgers.
All right, three for the Packers there. Carter on the island. Chiefs-Cardinals. Again, that's another tough game. Jax, we'll go with you first, yeah.
Let me start here. Extraordinarily easy game. I got the Chiefs. Kyler Murray has struggled so much in his career without DeAndre Hopkins. I think Kyler Murray's winning record in his career without DeAndre Hopkins, I think is lower than 340 or 330. I think the Chiefs win this game very easily. They're still a phenomenal defense. Patrick Mahomes in his career statistically is a better quarterback without Tyreek Hill than with Tyreek Hill. Obviously, there's not a ton of games on that, so you can't get a good P-value, and you know, you can't get a great confidence interval there. But I do think the Chiefs, they will take care of business against the Cardinals. Even though it's at Arizona, I still think Kansas City wins this one, and I don't think it's very challenging. I think they win it easily. I don't think the Cardinals put up a lot of points here.
Yeah, no, I'm completely with Jack. The Chiefs are a better team, and the Cardinals, I don't think, will be able to keep up with them, especially with the absence of Hopkins for the first 6 weeks. That'll definitely hold the Arizona offense back a bit. Kyler Murray's struggled for the end of the year last year. I think the Chiefs won by two scores.
Carter?
Similar to Adam Thielen, the Cardinals look like the second coming of Jesus as a team for the first half of the season.
See, no one refers to these teams or players like that.
No, but he's right with that.
Look at the records, Jackson. The Cardinals are like 10-1 or something like that.
They had DeAndre Hopkins last year, and then look at the record without DeAndre Hopkins last year. You cannot possibly tell me the Cardinals are going to be this successful to start the season without their number one receiver.
Arizona.
Their head coach is Cliff Kingsbury.
Or that too. Kingsbury always starts hot, falls apart.
I think the Cardinals start hot. I think, like, similar to the Packers, life without their number one receiver might take a week or two to adjust. I'm not saying they won't. They will be fine for the rest of the season. But I just got the Cardinals this week.
Carter, actually, I fully agree with you there. Jax makes the point that no D-Hop, but there's also no Tyreek Hill. And the Cardinals' number two Cardinals receiver core, I think, is better than the Chiefs. Cardinals are always hot early. All that offense with Kyler Murray running around, people don't figure it out. It's like week 7 or week 8. I think they have some new tricks at the sleeve. I have the Cardinals here.
Hunter, this is the most confident I feel together. This is the game I think I'm the most confident on.
Hunter, I feel good about this because I think they're a little arrogant with their picks and haven't done a lot of thinking here. I feel good.
Jake, you want to put $10 on this? Just flat out winner, no spread?
No. I don't gamble.
No confidence.
Raiders, Chargers, I don't gamble. And then also, Jackson, you are so-called Christian boy. You don't gamble either. Raiders versus Chargers here in Los Angeles. We will go to Carter here first.
Chargers in a statement win. That's all I have to say.
No, you can't just say statement win and then not say why it's a statement win.
I think they win by two or three scores.
Why?
They have a better defense and a better offense. And they're hungry.
The Raiders aren't?
No, they are. They're just not as good on both sides of the ball.
So they just have lunch?
No, they're just not as good on both sides of the ball.
All right, Hunter?
I'm going Chargers, but I think this game's a lot closer than people think. I think it's a very high-scoring game. I think the Chargers win by maybe like a field goal. Like, I think it's very close, but I think the Chargers like squeak it out.
I guess I'll go next here. I mean, I love the Chargers, but I feel like everyone's on their cock right now. And it's in the Chargers Stadium, which means it's gonna be 95% Raiders fans. I have this game like 40. It's tough. I have it high scoring. Give me the Raiders. I'll take Raiders week one.
Wow. Okay.
This one's interesting here. I want to pick the Raiders so badly, just because I think Carter's explanation was horrible, and I hate Brandon Staley. With that said, I would be shocked if the Raiders win this game week one. I think Chargers win, but I think it's actually more of a low-scoring game. I think this is like 21-17. I don't think this is a big shootout, and I couldn't tell you why I think that. I think it's a low-scoring game. I think Chargers pull it out. I do hate Brandon Staley, though. I just want to re-emphasize that, and I will for the rest of the year, that I hate Brandon Staley.
All right, Bucks-Cowboys here. I think I'm on the island for the Raiders, by the way. But, yeah, Bucks-Cowboys next game. I have the Bucks winning this.
Jack, you go.
Yeah, I got Bucks here. The Dallas Cowboys passing game is going to struggle without Amari Cooper. CeeDee Lamb's not he's not a real wide receiver one. And I felt really good about Zeke going into the year. He's my flex this year in fantasy. I saw him on my TikTok last night in some party in, like, Calabasas, so that really concerns me. So I think the Dallas Cowboys offense struggles, and I think the Buccaneers win this one.
Yeah, no, I think I'm gonna have to agree with Jack. The Cowboys are a little banged up as well, and I know it's on the road, but I don't know. It's Tom Brady. I think it's close, like a one score game, but I think Tampa Bay pulls it out. I'll go Bucks.
I've seen this story before. The Cowboys are gonna win, and all over my Snapchat and Instagram, I'm gonna see, how about them boys? They're going to the Super Bowl again. And then by week five, they're the Cowboys. They're maybe the only fan base I hate more than the Yankees, but they're going to win this game. And then everyone's going to panic about the Bucks, saying Tom Brady doesn't have it anymore. And then Tom Brady's going to figure it out. And by the end of the season, the Bucks will be in the playoffs and the Cowboys might not even make it. But I got the Cowboys in week one.
Okay. Carter's on the island there. That's pretty interesting. All right, last game. Broncos, Seahawks. Russell Wilson's visiting Seattle for the first time since being traded. For me, I think I see this game pretty clearly. I think the Broncos win, but I think it's a really ugly game. I think it's like 19-3. I think they win, but like Russell, the offense doesn't look that good. Probably raining too because it's Seattle. I think it's a very kind of game, but they win mostly the field goals.
Yeah. I think the Broncos go out. Oh, sorry, Harry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the Seahawks are really bad last year, and I think they got even worse. I think Broncos win by two scores.
I think two scores is generous to the Seahawks. I think the Broncos blow them out of water. I think Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton, I think they both have phenomenal games. I think those are two top-tier fantasy targets this year. I think the Broncos' air attack is something teams actually got to watch out for, and that they haven't had to watch out for since the sheriff let them into town each Sunday. Broncos dominate this game. The Seahawks are going to score like 3 points. Actually, no, they'll score 10. They'll score 3 points with Geno. They'll put in Drew Lock, and Drew Lock will get a revenge touchdown to cut the lead to like 30 in the third. Give me the Broncos.
I agree with everything Jack just said.
Good.
All right. All Broncos. How the hell do the Broncos Seahawks get Monday Night Football?
Russell Wilson going back to Seattle.
I know, but like out of the storylines, out of the games you could have had, I have no idea why it's the Monday Night game.
Same reason Watson got an 11-game suspension instead of 12.
Like the Bucks Cowboys game is Monday night, and the Raiders Chargers game should be Sunday night.
Carter, how does that correlate?
the first game Watson's back, that he goes, we play the Texans.
You think that's why they gave him 11?
Yeah, money. It's at Houston. That place is going to sell out, and they're going to chew out Watson.
I think any stadium would sell out if Watson's there this year. Watson's going to be the Jose Altuve of the NFL for the next few years.
No, but that's a fair point. Like, it is Houston. Like, it's his first game against his hometown. And the next game is probably going to be a prime time against the Ravens. All right. Any lasting thoughts?
Can I throw a PSA out there?
Sure.
Again, if you're out there and you're a listener, do not let any one person control your life so significantly that you start to break objects over it, especially valuable objects, like a camera.
Thank you for that, Jackson. Carter, any thoughts?
No, I just created a lot of editing work for myself, but, yeah.
Well, I mean, it was self-imposed.
No, Jackson, it was you.
No, it wasn't. I didn't go in there and break your camera and then join with a different phone.
No, Hunter, any lasting thoughts?
You were banging your Baker Mayfield cardboard cloud again, and you just ruined the whole video.
See, this is where the issue is. It's the fact that I wasn't doing that, and then you're letting someone control you that significantly. I didn't even talk about Baker in my game, and you lost your mind and broke your camera. That's not on me. That's on you. If you're going to let me control your head that significantly, you're going to struggle this year in your basketball
season. Thank you for listening. Please follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, the whole shebang. Season 2 of Frenemies is coming out. We're coming out strong. We're ready for a shit ton of content. Let's go, baby. We'll see you later.
Along with the millions and millions of people who died in Nazi Germany, and then if Kansas ever got bombed.
I'm sure you're so sad.
Hold on. No, hold on. No way, in any way, shape, or form, should somebody compare your loss to a week one opener between Cleveland and Carolina. Never should that happen, but it did happen on Frenemies. And